Hey everybody, welcome to Larry Needles Show. I'm Larry.
I'm Needles.
I'm Kiki.
And we got Kiki.
How are you guys doing today?
Obviously we changed the music this week just to have some shits and giggles. Remember, we follow us on Rumble. Like, follow, subscribe. We switched over from YouTube, so we'll see how things go. So,
yeah.
Oh, they're going to go well.
Well, they are. We're not doing too bad. I mean, kind of a niche market, right?
Well, I kind of needed to go to Rumble.
Hey.
You know?
You know what the Jewish pervert's favorite pickup line was? Hey, little girl, want to buy some candy?
That works.
Get it?
Yes, we got it. Larry.
Okay.
I loved
very silly.
From
very
Family
silly
Guy.
From
what's
the
Jewish guy's name on Family Guy? The redheaded guy?
Oh man.
Like Norm or something? Or,
yeah, that guy.
I can't remember his name, but yeah.
Where he had a business going, and Peter comes in. He's like, you know, you should, you know, to boost sales, you should do a buy one, get one free. He's like, well, what do you mean? I don't understand that. He's like, you know, you buy one, get one free. He's like, well, I understand the first part. You buy one, but I don't understand the second. And Peter's like, you know when you go to another place and you buy one and you get another one for free? He's like, oh, yeah, I understand that. He's like, well, you do that here? He's like, oh, no.
Hey, how about this shit, man? FEMA, they're giving these people $750.
Mm-hmm.
It's not something that they are giving.
It's not a grant.
It is a loan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And if they do not pay it back, they get their property confiscated from them.
They can lose their property.
Which, I mean, they're already
that is
it.
Fucked, man.
Yeah, I mean, and that's all you're given is $750.
Well, it's just like Lahaina. They did the same damn thing.
Yeah.
The problem I have with that is getting behind a podium and
talk about
being
a land
like,
grab.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to give you this amount of money after we just gave Ukraine another $400 million. Right. And say it with a straight face, like we're all just idiots and we have to take it.
Yep.
The crazy thing about the whole FEMA thing, it's like you have to fill out an application. It's like, oh yeah, go online or call us. Your home is destroyed.
Right.
What are you supposed to do? Like, it's just, it's a farce.
It's all big psyop. That's all it is. Like you said, it's a land grab. It's the same thing that they do over and over again. I mean, why? Like I said,
it's amazing though that that is a loan.
They're taking advantage of people that are in desperate need.
Absolutely.
Desperate need is, I mean, we're beyond desperate need.
Well, no, yeah, I know. And that's like,
this is catastrophic situations with people that are dying and they're not letting people go in there and help them.
Yeah. I mean, these are people sitting on rafts in water, like just waiting for someone to come and help.
If you come across the Rio Grande in a raft, you're fine. Here you go. Here's everything you need.
Exactly.
Right? You can take whatever you want.
The red carpet's rolled out.
It's like the irony that they're treating other people better than us and we're paying for them to do this. It's like, what is going on here? When is somebody, and granted, listen, the whole thing is that the lesser of two evils, shall we say, is what's going on right now, but we all know who runs.
That's how
the
it
world.
Always is. Yeah.
Evil is evil.
Well,
less or more, it's still evil.
The fact that Kamala still can't say anything she's like any policy she's running on is just mind-blowing.
Well, if she does, the ideas are so bad that everyone's going to be like, fuck this bitch, because...
Well, she doesn't have anything, that's what it is.
Plus, things she has, she still wants to keep under wraps, because if you knew what they were, you'd be like, oh, my Lord,
there's so many...
Well, she does. You go to my website.
Right.
She does slip up, though, every once in a while and gives us a peek of what's going on.
There's so many. We want to fulfill the dreams of everybody. We want everybody to succeed.
Yeah.
And her new thing is, I'm going to follow the law. I'm going to follow the law. It's like okay, well, the law right now says that men could play in women's sports. Over 900 and something girls got screwed out of scholarships in this last couple of years
for men. That's the problem, is that they're taking away.
It's ruining their chances, man, of success through sports. Something,
well,
you know.
Here, real quick, though. It's like, and Kamala, you're running for president. We hope you're going to follow the law. That should...
Right.
That should tell us
the best is her being like, things are going to change when I become president. It's like, well...
Change.
Giving us three and three quarter years of what's going on.
Yeah.
It's going to change all of a sudden. You're going to have an epiphany and be like, hey, you know what? Maybe I should care about the American people.
Yeah. I used to hang around with this guy that say once in a while, like we'd be hanging around for hours, and then all of a sudden he'd say, all bullshit aside, and I'd say, wait a minute. It was all bullshit now up until now, you're saying? You know, that's what Kamala is, man.
Yeah.
All bullshit.
She's fucking... So listen to this. So one of the guys I know sent me this. So Jesus warned against false teachings and false prophets, noting they will come in sheep's clothing, but are inwardly ravenous wolves.
Right. Yeah.
So, granted, what is going to happen right now? We have Trump making changes to what he says. He's like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that. And all of a sudden he flip-flops, giving Israel all this money, taking money from Adelson. It's like, now you're controlled opposition.
Well, wait a second. Trump is giving money to Israel?
No, Trump is taking money. Well, and also, I mean...
He will be giving
money.
Yeah,
he will be giving it to him also.
Yeah, he will be giving it to him.
I mean, he already said he would, and they're going to go against people, anti-Semitism. He said he wants to arrest people.
He's going to be kissing the wall again. Yeah. I think he probably already did, because I know J.D. Vance already kissed the wall.
Well, there's pictures of Trump.
Well, they all do that, though.
Well, they have to.
Yeah.
You know, and then the whole thing with... Obviously, we know who controls this country. It's controlled from... We've already gone over FEMA, gone over the Federal Reserve. See, everybody's controlled opposition. It's run by the Jews, and we know this.
Yeah.
And we let them do this. And now, so they don't have their own state, basically, so they control us. We're like a proxy, basically.
Sure.
Just a puppet of them.
And, you know, it's like, I get it. They're in a shitty spot in the Middle East surrounded by people that hate them.
But
I get it.
They wanted to go there.
Yeah, well...
Okay, we didn't force them to go there.
Well, that's their holy land. It's like, I understand it, but at the same time, there's better ways of doing it, man.
But what's holy to them, though? I mean, I don't... What exactly...
Well, the Solomon. Yes. Solomon's temple.
But at the same time, how these people, the way that they act towards us... I mean, they don't believe in the same God that we believe in.
You're preaching to the choir.
No, I'm just saying. Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying, like... So it's like, okay, these people, they say the Talmud, how the Goy are... How they should treat us, what they should do to us, that we're inferior to them.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
I mean, they look at Pornhub, all this other stuff that they try to do to distract us.
Well, the
us
stuff
from
they on. Create, I mean, they run the porn industry.
I mean, there's
they
a reason it. 109 countries they've been kicked out of.
Yeah.
I mean, and I'm just going out, you know what I mean? I'm not making this stuff up.
Yeah.
People don't like to hear this. That's the thing. Like, if you say the truth, then you're an anti-Semite.
Yeah.
But it's like you could say everything else you want about Christians and all these, you know, because
they the main thing religion. Is they help each other out.
Well,
and that's all they, you
they
know,
organize.
They organize, and they're scratching each other's back all the time.
But at the same time, they've conquered and divided us, too.
Well, that's the problem.
So it's one hand is basically just pulling on the other hand. It's like who wins in this situation?
Yeah.
We've always talked about the circle of money with Israel, how it starts here, comes back here. Just like Ukraine, nothing's going to change. We're just going to keep on funding these wars that have no... What do they want? Greater Israel?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what they say.
I know.
Well, what's that patch they have, like a lot of their fighters have, where it's like it says Greater Israel?
Yeah, it says Greater Israel.
Where they want to expand to Lebanon, Jordan,
they do.
Palestine.
Iran, all this crazy stuff. But
they'll never get into Iran, but they're going to be on the border with them.
I mean, they're already fighting with them right now. What though? It's like, why are you doing this?
It doesn't make any sense.
No, and I mean, I can name things.
But it's greed, you know. That's what it comes down to.
Well, I don't know if it's greed. It's making us go into this war that has no outcome, no ending until they get what they want. It's like I'm going to take my ball and. You know,
but they're never going to get what
they
want because it's always
going to
be more.
Check this out, man. Last week or so.
Mm-hmm.
78,421 people registered to vote in Missouri. Of those people, 23,253 of them were dead.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, that's Chicago style fucking cheating. Now, check this out.
That's 2020.
That's in Missouri.
That's 2020 style cheating.
Like, yeah. And then check this out, man. In Virginia, they found more than 1,600 people who self-identified as illegal aliens, non-U.S. citizens. Glenn Youngkin, you know, the governor, the governor, he fucking sued to get the names off the voter rolls. They sued him back. The federal government sued him, and the judge said he can't remove illegal aliens that admitted they were illegal aliens.
What?
But, like, why? What's the reasoning?
So they could vote.
But, I mean, why can't they remove them? Like, that...
Exactly. That's the thing. They don't even... Well, they shouldn't be on the voter roll.
That's what I'm saying. It's against the law.
Yes, and it's funny how the federal government will... The judge will rule against the guy who's obviously in the right. I mean, it's like cheating right in our faces, and it's like, dude... What the fuck? At least pretend. I mean, it's ridiculous,
they do right in front
man.
Of our face. That's the easiest
it's
way to
really,
get away
really
with
ridiculous,
stuff.
Though. You know, and some of these places in a spot like Virginia, That's some tight shit there, man. Yeah.
Well, no, all these races are tight. You know, it doesn't take many votes to sway the other way.
That's which, it, that's, man.
Which is scary because it's almost always like a 50-50 thing. Which is
it's a lot closer
frightening.
Than you think it is. But yes, at the same time, yes. When you're ballot farming and you're doing all this BS, it's easy to get away. Think yeah. It's so crazy the amount of money that people will sell their soul for.
Yeah,
you know what
it's
I mean?
So
just
sad,
just
man.
For
so
politics.
Sad.
It's I mean, come on, yeah. Really? That you're gonna get a couple shekels
right?
To steal votes?
How about this, man? That's I was crazy. Reading today that they got the silver. They got the 30 silver pieces that Judas got for selling out Jesus.
Who
still
did?
In the Vatican, hidden in some catacomb, the actual, supposedly, actual money that was handed
really?
Over to Judas, yes.
Right. Oh, yeah, they probably
Can
worship
you believe that,
that? Shit.
Well, I mean, that is fucked.
I mean, there's we talked about that. There's so much going on. I mean, it's its own entity, the Vatican is. It is the most corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
It's worked with everybody. It's funded everybody.
On every
side. There's no, yeah. Like, it has no loyalty to anybody. It's all just its own entity that funds this, funds that, what's good for this, what's good for that. Oh, I mean, yeah. the amount of kids that, they, you know what I mean, that they mess with all, and then they just push them
oh, yeah.
around
push
and
them
they
aside.
Move them around and like,
you know what the crazy thing
care.
Is? We wouldn't even be finding out nearly any of this shit if it wasn't for the internet.
Right.
Imagine that.
It's a curse and a blessing all at once, man.
Yeah.
But also there's so much crap information
so much bullshit.
Out there that
like,
you have to
Well, but it makes you research, you know, which is good, because
well, yeah.
That's what we got to
like,
learn
Like, here's
to do.
The thing
People
I saw
to
today that was bullshit on the internet, and I got tricked by it for a while until I looked into it deeper. This guy asked Alexa, who's gonna win the election?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, the 2024 American election will not take place. There will be no winner. Martial law will be declared due to the war with Russia and China. God, current ruling party will remain
stupid.
In power. And I'm like, what the fuck?
Why
what the fuck?
You...
So I start looking into it. And then they had this guy ask other people, could you ask your Alexa? And it turned out that this fucking guy programmed it. And I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah.
What the fuck,
they
man?
They
want
to get you angry. That's what the
well,
internet
yeah.
does. They want to
and that's the thing about the
of...
internet.
And they
yeah.
want
so much
like,
of it is
they want
bullshit.
Likes. They want likes.
Right.
Yeah,
he's trying to get viral.
From, yeah.
That's... Well, you know, even like the guy that said in Schaumburg, he, you know, he voted early, voted for Trump, but he got a receipt that said Kamala.
Right.
You can get a physical receipt that shows you what you vote for?
When
yeah, you
I
have
vote...
To turn it in.
No, listen, I work at the polls, and I voted today. You
yeah.
don't get nothing back that says
that's
who you voted
I don't remember.
For.
Like,
that
you can
guy's
for
making
receipt?
Shit up.
Yeah,
no,
that's
they were... No, some places they actually give you a receipt.
Really?
Yeah, that you have to look at it. And it was switching, and Georgia was doing
see,
it.
But that's the thing.
This
I've
guy
never
in
Schaumburg I'd have to check that out. Yeah, that's I want to check that out.
See, I've never seen a receipt come back worked. To anybody, and I've worked like four or well, five elections in a row.
Well, like, do you work with machines, or do you
yeah,
work with,
yeah, the yeah. last, okay, yeah, the people fill out the paper
crazy.
Ballot, and then the last process of the whole thing is
put
it gets
it
fed
through.
Into a machine.
Yeah. And the machine doesn't feed anything.
Which is crazy.
And it goes into like
it.
A safe under there. It accepts it and says everything's cool.
Yeah.
If someone doesn't fill out every...
It'll
check it back
yeah.
out.
Yeah.
And
it's like a Scantron.
Well, because last election or last year when I was voting, I
forgot
crossed
one.
I crossed one off and voted for something else. And yeah, you can't do that.
Right. So then they had to they quashed your ballot, gave you a new one, or.
No, you know, I forget.
Or they put it in an envelope separate than the other ones.
I think
did
that's
you
what
a,
it was.
A
yeah.
Provisional. Yeah,
something like
yeah.
that.
Whatever. They're gonna
There's all these little fucking rules, man.
Yeah.
They want us under martial law. They want to control us to every aspect of life.
You know,
you know?
I can't believe all the weird shit we actually vote for. Like
yeah,
the
there
coroner,
was a lot of
like just
yeah.
weird stuff. Like we yeah. can we vote for that stuff? Why yeah. isn't somebody just put in
Well, you know, here's the thing. Those are actually fucking political offices, believe it or not. And that's how they get the machine going, because all these people's jobs depend on it. And then they
yeah.
tell their family, and then they're,
like,
you know.
Yeah, you're the coroner. We need you to say this, this, and this type of.
Right, like
yeah.
a place
yeah.
like Detroit or something, where everybody there works in a car factory. And,
yeah,
you know,
right?
they want it to be one way. Or like Mary, when she was the public defender in Cook County in Chicago, it was like. If you said you didn't vote Democrat, they might fucking kill you right there
yeah,
in the lunchroom. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
And
they fuck around, man.
Yeah, and luckily if they like you, they may do
it
quick.
It is a machine.
Yeah,
there's no
it
doubt
is.
It's a machine. Like
it's
when they show
machine.
Commercials saying, Kim Fox, vote for Kim Fox. When you see those commercials, it don't matter who you vote for. When they're showing you in advance, this is who your next fucking yeah, that's who it's fuck be. Up is.
Speaking about that, there's this
Lightfoot or whoever.
This rapper that just got arrested.
Little Duff or whatever.
I don't know what his name is, but he was Brandon Johnson's second or third biggest donor.
Never even heard of the fucking guy.
He's a Chicago rapper.
Didn't he just get busted in Florida?
Yeah, he just got
something?
Indicted for he's five other people for a hired plot to kill somebody. So basically, there's pictures of him with what's her name? Kim Fox. Kim Fox and
well, if he's their
Brandon
biggest,
Johnson.
Yeah, if he's their biggest donors.
Well, yeah,
donor,
so,
one of the biggest.
Well, they
donors.
Probably it's, love the guy.
So think about this now. These people are running. This is the West Side.
Obviously.
They're doing nefarious stuff.
Yep.
Oh, here's paper trail that they're paying you. He says he's not giving the money back.
Brandon Johnson
that
is oh,
wait,
like
the,
Johnson said
yeah,
that?
Yeah, it's got to oh, be a man. Conflict.
He
of
is a
to
perfect
extent,
example
right?
of out of the frying pan and into the fire. Just, I mean, Lori yeah. Lightfoot sucked fucking royally. And this guy, how could you be worse? And he actually fucking is worse.
Well, he doesn't
and he's
care
a
about
fucking
anybody.
Fruitcake
he
looking.
He stands
little.
Up there and he screams racism, racism. That's the only yeah. thing he's got to stand on. When somebody disagrees with him or somebody says, what are you doing with this and what are you doing with that?
But like, the best is that we know that none of the actual real people like him. None of the black people like him. They fucking can't stand that guy.
Well, they have rightful reason,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
All these illegals that they bring into this country and they're diverting
well,
funds.
Especially now.
Well,
yeah.
yeah
they hate that
they're
motherfucker.
Up in arms.
Very high tension going yeah. on in the city.
And
right
then
now.
He's spending, what is it, 60 grand remodeling just a side office for his wife when
yeah.
she comes to visit?
And then he
for
spent like 30 office. Grand on cosmetics and haircuts and fucking,
more,
like
you
know,
$20,000
yeah.
a year.
What do you call it? Beautification
the,
fucking
yeah,
products.
Makeup and hairstyling and shit. Whatever
you
know,
let your soul glow.
He's not real. If they let him out in the West Side, we'd last a lot longer.
Seriously.
Well, it's,
once they recognized who he was,
once they spoke to any one of us, they'd yeah. know. Okay,
when you,
these
you
white
go in
boys
there,
are worth saving,
got the,
and this
I mean,
guy
like,
here is a fucking chooch.
This guy comes in here and he just he thinks he has carte blanche to do whatever he
yeah,
wants.
Yeah.
He does it, and everybody keeps voting for.
Well, he
kind of
does
this.
Have
it's
carte blanche,
like,
you know,
you
which
doing?
Is.
But also another thing that he did was he has like this special fucking realm that he cuts himself off from the people with bodyguards, and he will not. It's not like regular mayors where you can see him or you know he is like
no, yeah,
you
can't
know, isolated.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, insulated like a fucking 8-gauge wire needle.
Well, they have to be, you know.
It's crazy.
Well, why is the reason that is? Because you're doing bad shit and nobody likes you.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a reason for that. It's not like he's doing good shit.
Talking about 8-gauge wire, they should have, like, politicians are going to be behind that shit soon.
Yeah.
Throwing beer bottles at him. Like,
it'll be woven like that Burlington Coat Factory commercial.
People are scared right now. You know, people have, it's always, it's the people that are doing bad shit that keep on projecting what's going to happen. You know, that he's, somebody's going to do this and take your free speech away and do this and do that. It's like, you guys are already doing this.
How about Eminem coming out for Kamala? What a fucking pussy.
Seriously.
They got like, tapes of him. I'm sure
they have to.
All these people
they
are coming
have
out.
They have to.
It's like,
I mean,
come on.
Seriously, it was great, the parodies that came out, the memes about him already.
He,
with the wigs on and shit.
Slim Shady,
but
come on.
That doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well,
especially
makes complete sense.
And he, was, well, he was touting,
yeah,
like, all about
from Detroit
free speech and shit,
yeah,
too. And it's like, okay,
it's all
dude, rude. You don't even know that they don't want you to have free speech. You're not even paying attention. Again, why should we listen to a millionaire?
Why should we listen to anybody?
Well, especially a millionaire, because they have no idea what the effect of inflation even is. It doesn't fucking matter to them, dude. You can raise the price of eggs $20 more and they're still gonna, nothing's gonna change.
You say grocery store and they're like, what's that?
Right,
you know,
exactly.
They don't go get their groceries. Well, it's just like Kid Rock and the whole Bud Light thing.
Right.
You know, it didn't take him long.
No, not at all.
And but here's the thing, you know, he is, his personality is his product. So anytime he could cash in and sell it, he's going to do it.
Yeah. You know, the sad thing is,
controlled opposition. That's
but that
what
the
it
problem,
is.
Yeah. The problem is nobody ever gets to the bottom of this stuff and be like, excuse me, why is this being done? They're like, oh, we talked to the, you know, he said he was sitting at the fight with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
And Trump's like, yeah, hey, that's the CEO of Anheuser-Busch back there, or whoever it was. You know,
right.
Bud Light. He's like, the Kid Rock's like, let's go talk to him. Let's go talk, you know. And he's like, yeah, we talked to him about this and that. Well, why didn't you tell us? Why are they doing this? What's the motive here?
It's you know what's DEI going on? And fuck,
well, yeah, we know that, but it's like, let's get down to it. You know, how come nobody gets down to the business here?
Well,
because nobody can talk anymore. Nobody knows how to.
Because
have a
the people,
well, yeah, because they brought him into. Hey, can we do some business together?
Plus, most of the time, the people that are in charge of getting down to business are the guilty factor in the business.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. There's nobody going to dig deep because when they dig too deep, it's either going to be their family member or their buddy or them.
Yeah. Well, the businesses are digging deep into the pocketbooks.
Well,
and
that's the thing.
What it'll take to get you back.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah. They're losing money. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, something's got to change. By that time, it's already too late.
Well, this is where you wonder how come all these investors aren't suing the shit out of these companies? Because they're not, they have a fiduciary duty towards their investors what's right.
Yeah, like we talked about with the bank and the government where they were laundering all that cartel money and they just fined them and that's it. Nobody
that's
goes
it.
To jail. Nobody, yeah. It's like,
and they still make 80% profits.
Yeah, it's like,
and they keep doing it. Now the cartel guy makes an account in a different name.
They just find another bank.
They start a bank.
Yeah. Or we got to do it in different increments and open a couple of things now or whatever.
Well, especially
way
all the money they're making now with all the fentanyl, the border's wide open. Man.
Well, that's another thing, too, which is crazy.
They basically run Mexico. And
they definitely run Mexico. Yeah.
And Biden and the establishment that's in now were too. They walked all over these guys. They're pussies. You know, it's like, you know, okay, they're gang members and all. But they're still millionaire businessmen that want to fucking make money.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah, they're no dummies.
And if you threaten their pocketbook, you know, they might kill a couple people here and there, but they're going to fucking... The money is more important to them.
Oh, yeah.
That's what it's all about. All those brutal killings and shit are examples for people to not fuck with them. That's more, you know, theater and show, like this guy should be hung from the bridge instead of quietly killed. And then that keeps people in line.
Yeah.
Locally.
Well, and guess what?
And so our fucking leaders shouldn't be afraid of people from another country. Basically, they're just like crazy leaders, almost like Gaddafi or Hussein, which probably were great guys. That's just what they told us over time. You know, hate this guy, hate that guy. Because we said so. Because he's bad because we're telling
him.
And manipulate history and not let you know what exactly the truth is.
Exactly.
They could tell you, you know, I mean, if this is fake, imagine what else is fake.
Right. Our military can destroy the cartel.
Easily.
In a few days, like if they wanted to. And did you know Trump actually let Gaddafi set up his tents on his property? Back in the day?
Fuck yeah. Trump is cool, man.
Oh, yeah, we talked about
Gaddafi
that.
Gaddafi was cool,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I can't remember that.
Well, yeah, it was on his property. Well,
he had that fucking Jerry curl going and shit.
Yeah, he did. That's why I wonder if that was real hair.
Oh, yeah, he thought he was cooler than fuck.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
He tried to break away from the system. I mean, people don't like that.
He'd give himself a medal every few months.
I know, it's like Kim Jong-un. I like all these dictators have medals up there.
Do you know Kim Jong-un, that every single round of golf that he ever played, he...
Perfect.
18. Every time he scores
good.
An 18.
Yeah, the guy's good.
Hole in one, every single shot that he ever took.
Didn't he go to school in like Switzerland or something, or England?
Yeah, all these richies do that are going to be leaders and shit. And they, you know, it's weird because they all... I've met people that said, I went to school with this guy and that. I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You went to school with... I worked with a guy that was a prince in some fucking country who had this really, really expensive Corvette, and he was a lowly worker and a job with me. And I'm like, dude. And he's like, where I come from? He goes, I just wanted to come to America. He goes, I have gold doorknobs at my house and fucking servants everywhere.
Yeah, they just want to experience
different
life.
I'm just working
life.
Here for fun. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? And he goes, do you think I fucking need this job? He goes, and he was an actual prince. And I actually knew the guy, and... Yeah. We were talking one day, and he's talking about being a muzzy.
There are lots of princes out there, but yeah, they have...
And I told him, why don't you bring in the Quran? I want to check it out and stuff. And he said, nope, I can't let you touch it because you would fucking desecrate it. You got to take a complete shower before you touch it. It's not to be just looked at and shit. And I'm like, wow.
Yeah, you don't see people dissing on the Muslims.
He was real nice, and then when I asked... And I was just being curious. Hey, bring in one of your... religious books. Yeah. I'll bring in a Bible. Yeah. And he was like, fuck you, man.
Dude, I had Muslim buddies. I remember, you know, these guys would drink, do drugs, gamble, all this shit. I remember going to get some food. I'm going to get some kind of pork or some tacos. And he's like, what the fuck, man? I can't eat that shit. I'm like, that's where you draw the line?
Yeah, you're going to party and yeah, you do all this other shit. Else?
Yeah, but no, pork is there.
That leads me to religion. That leads me to a joke I had for you, Kiki. The ultimate Jewish dilemma, pork on sale.
Oh, my God.
That so is
you,
good.
You want to hear something crazy out of Canada?
So yeah.
They started euthanizing vaccine injured.
Woo, well, it doesn't shock me because Canada is fucking crazy. Well,
are they giving them like the year of...
Now, this one, what do you call it?
Fund before they have a year or like or well, they, before
they talk
death.
About that also, yeah, where they yeah. give them an incentive.
They have a contract.
Yeah, where they, how about the Paralympian that needed a ramp for her house? And they're like, oh, no ramp, we'll just kill you. How's that?
She's great, like, thanks. What's wrong with That's you? A great solution. My friends in Canada, I was talking to them on the computer and I showed them the painting that No Shirt Nick made of Trudeau with the Hitler mustache.
Oh,
they were afraid to even comment on it on the computer. That's how fucked Canada is, man.
Oh, yeah.
They are under serious fucking...
Oh, no, you see, Canada, like, you can't repost anything that comes from the media because they're like, well, the media is losing money and then the media is going to get shut down because then nobody's going to look at the media anymore.
Right.
So they get that's their way of keeping the media because, yeah, you get fined big time if you repost anything from the media, like media sites.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Dude, Canada is...
So they want you using their media, and they copyright law the fuck out of
them. Oh, yeah. You get fined big time. You know, otherwise, you got to pay them money type of
shit. To use their snippet or whatever.
So funny.
He's like, it's unfair. It's like,
I think this guy was making a Beatles movie, and they wanted to use the Beatles music in this movie, actual Beatles copywritten songs.
Oh,
$1 billion for the... And it's like, dude, $1 billion? Get the fuck back. The Beatles ain't that fucking good.
Nah. Beatles had some decent songs, but
yeah,
not,
they
I'm
got some good
fan,
songs
yeah.
and shit here and there. It's good if you're playing the guitar and it's you know musical shit, but
yeah.
it's fucking made for teeny bopper girls, really.
Oh, 100%.
You know, I loved it when I was a little kid.
Another boy band that they came up with.
As I got older, you know, I only like certain shit. As a kid, though, you know, you like it all, and even She Loves You, but I couldn't fucking sit through that.
No,
you know what I mean.
Oh, that's the other thing. Tin Hat was talking about.
Oh, Tripoli?
Tripoli was talking about Lennon getting killed.
Yeah.
Said the doorman at his building was CIA.
Like, no, wouldn't
watching,
doubt it.
Yeah, they were watching him for a long time.
I wouldn't doubt if Yoko Ono was. Like, his handler.
The honeypot.
Seriously.
His handler.
Yeah,
all those guys
sense.
Have a handler. They don't even know it. Here, get this guy all fucked up on drugs, and he'll fuck him, do whatever, you know.
Oh, yeah.
He's an idiot. He'll fall in love with you, and you report back to us, or we'll kill your family.
Oh,
shit like
especially
that.
With Yoko.
You know, Courtney Love, Kurt Cobain's handler.
Yeah.
They all get a handler.
Well,
they don't always know it's a handler.
Wasn't Love's father something in the CIA or some shit?
He was, from
it
what I
like
saw in the Kurt and Courtney movie, he was just like a dirtbag, like a newspaper guy. But who knows? That could have been a fucking front.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, then they were talking, Hinckley, the guy that shot Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
Right. You know, he was released from prison, and he's doing gigs now. He's
well,
like a musician.
Well, he was doing gigs.
Me and Needles bought tickets, and
I bought tickets,
canceled
had them,
the gig.
Then they
canceled
the gig.
Really?
Yeah.
Plus, so many threats on the theater. He was playing in New York and Chicago.
Their family was involved in oil with the Bushes. They
well,
had, they had what do you call
related.
It?
They're related. Obama, Bush,
yeah,
and
yeah, they had, what do you call it, was it dinner the night before or something?
Yeah.
Like, it was the day before or something like that.
Yeah.
And they were all hanging out, so... This was, it was, I mean, anything.
And here's
with
the thing, I wouldn't doubt it if he got the command
involved.
From, what's his fucking name? Prescott Bush. Shoot Reagan, motherfucker. It's time, or whatever.
Oh.
Well, I got
I
shot.
I wouldn't doubt it.
If they're going to do what they want to do, that's the thing. Like, you can't stop these people, these families that are just out of control. Like,
well, they still have so much power.
Well, I fucking wield a heavy stick, man.
Yeah.
You got to stay away from it.
Mary went to a psychic when she was in, high school. And she asked, who's going to be the president in the future? And the lady said, I see the name Bush for years and years. And this was like, you know, he wasn't president until like two or three presidents
like
after
senior,
that.
Really?
And then Bush was the president for only one term, and Mary was puzzled. And then the next guy came and was two term, and she's like, oh, maybe that's what the... And I said, the psychic shit is fucking witchcraft. You shouldn't fuck with that.
Well, that's when that shit started. Election tampering was with Bush Gore.
It started before that, but yeah, they had a big to do about that. And that was one of the...
Well, he just came out saying he was the victor in Florida.
Well, he didn't win the popular vote on one of those elections, and everyone was up in arms. Because he lost... The majority of the country wanted someone else, but the fucking Electoral College. He won by like a cunt hair, and fucking... Everyone was... going crazy.
But that's why we do have the Electoral Count. We need that. Well, otherwise, we'd be we'd have Democrats for the rest of life. That's what
would suck. Yeah. That's
we
it.
Have to have the Electoral College.
It would be otherwise, it would be just like Nazi Germany. It would be one thing taken over, or Russia, you know.
No, it'd be California, Illinois, New York, like the big states.
All major cities.
They'd be choosing the president.
Well, yeah. And that's not right.
No, it's not.
Populous places are, basically.
Yeah, no, that's exactly how it would
work. Represented
but
equally.
The true Americans, though, are the hard-working rural people that could fix a fucking motor and, you know, grow plants or skin an
that
animal.
Can feed
or
society.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Get their car running when it's broke down or fucking, you know, fix their house, put a roof on and all that shit. People look at them as... fucking country bumpkins or rubes, but these motherfuckers have skills and it's not as pussyish as the people in the city.
Oh, no. They've been kicked by cows, kicked by horses,
broken bones.
Well, there's a
reason they
live
off the grid.
Yeah. You know what they mean? Don't want to deal with the bullshit of society.
And rather than just have another Ruby Ridge,
they all are walking around with guns and nobody's killing anybody. If they get into fisticuffs, it doesn't turn into a gunfight like the people in the
city. No, they're real men.
Right.
They shake their hand, each other's hands afterwards.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's how it works, man.
It's like, you know...
Yeah, that's how they take care of business. It's like, all right, our beef's over. You know? That's how it works.
That's it,
man. And, you know, it's like, I respect that.
Me too. And, you know, it's the people in the cities that...
The
population is so dense, but the egos and the attitudes are so shit, and they have no idea...
They don't know what struggling
is. All they're caring about is their own shit. The lady's worried about her fucking nail appointment. The dude is worried about his business meeting and shit.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's brutal.
The farmer's more worried about actual things that are, you know, tangible, physical fucking things.
Oh, yeah.
I got to get that tractor working.
Well, yeah, like life survival.
It's not imaginary bullshit with fake pressure. It's actual real.
But that's the thing, too, with farming. Farming, animals, plants... They don't take vacations.
No,
it's
man.
It's 24/7, 365, you know? And you have to deal with all the bullshit that comes with it.
And they want to take it away from us. That's what they want.
Yeah.
They want to control our food supply, where we get everything. Our seeds they're already screwing with. Everything's
crazy. They're messing everything up.
Everything trickles down.
That's why
people don't realize
I'm glad the Amish are still around.
Yeah.
I'd love to be Amish. Those are probably the baddest motherfuckers out there.
Well, I don't know if I'd want to be Amish, but... Yeah. I respect them, you know?
Me too, man. I mean, here's the thing. Could you imagine all the pressures and fake anxiety that would be gone without all the extra trappings of this fucking... Because it's all meaningless shit.
It is, dude.
It's all to distract us.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's all distractions.
It
keep us from what we're supposed to be doing. Get used to living off the tit, the government.
Yeah. Oh, I thought you were talking the other tech. Because, I do get distracted.
Yeah, but that's another thing, too. The influx of all this shit that, you know, this.
Oh,
you know,
man, yeah.
Did
so
you see the
on.
Plan that Kamala made for blacks, and then she made a separate thing for Mexicans? For the blacks, she's going to give them weed and crypto, and for the Mexicans, she's going to give them... child care and, like, you know, a couple of things that are more reasonable.
It's all a desperate attempt to grasp.
It's like such a fucking insult to blacks.
It's
ridiculous.
Blatant racism.
So you're going to give them weed? Like, really? Like, oh, man.
Imagine if you came out and you were like, I'm going to do this just for the whites. People would be up in
arms. Oh, fuck, man.
But the blacks, they're not stupid.
No,
they see right through this shit.
It's pissing them off, man.
It is.
They're not dumb. It's like
we probably mentioned this before. Like when Charles Barkley came out, and he's like, listen, I voted Democrat my entire life. And he's like, now I'm actually looking back and
thinking,
nothing's
why
changed.
Did I?
Yeah, nothing's ever changed. Black people are still in the same spot they've been in. All this shit, even though they're, you know, they're not doing too bad. A lot more of them are living in the suburbs doing well.
No, but families. Here's the thing, man. Here's what they do to black kids. They make them think that they can't be a businessman or an entrepreneur unless they're a basketball star or a gangster rap guy,
yeah, like
or
entertainment
a fucking
type shit.
Or a straight up gangster, you know, that's got nine bitches on the street with a fur coat and a fucking Rolls Royce. That's their examples of greatness. So it's almost a trick on them to hide the other successful black men like a Ben Carson or a fucking Larry Elder from them and show them Michael Jordan and fucking Eazy-E instead.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
No, and so environment, too.
Yeah.
But that is part of the brainwashing that fucking holds them back, man. It makes them think that that is the only way out. So now what do? They either start slanging dope when they're in fucking middle school or they start playing basketball continually.
Yeah. Well, and it sucks that the education system doesn't do them any favors.
Yeah, we talked about that, how $30,000 per child.
And now with all the illegals, they're just pushing through because they don't understand English, and the kids that need help are getting zero fucking help because the teacher just can't do it no more.
Well, and then, you know,
it's getting worse instead of better.
My sister was teaching in Dallas, and she said these poor kids would come in, and they weren't eating breakfast. No, they're getting no food, no nutrition, any of this shit. Yeah, it's like, oh,
totally
man.
Neglected.
Yeah, and all of them, too. Like, it's like, you know, what do you want to be when you grow up? I want to be a YouTube star. Like,
yeah, that ain't a job, dude.
Yeah, it's like, oh, man.
Fuck. And that's terrible that they give them these delusions that is a way to success because, seriously,
it's
like being in a band.
Of people,
like, you know how many bands that make it big, like the Rolling Stones, compared to how many actual bands that you never heard of? There's millions of them. That's an unrealistic fucking career.
It's like ACDC
That's a fucking
said,
pipe dream.
It's a long way to the top if
but
you want to rock and roll.
You also got to be connected and do all that fucking satanic shit these days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or be a fag and have sex with Diddy or some weird compromising shit with Clive Davis or some shit. You know what I mean?
All of them. I mean, it's great.
So that's a bad thing. Tentacles are everywhere.
Well, and if you think you're just getting away with just getting done by Diddy, I'm sure
exactly.
He's
another
around.
Thing coming.
Well, I saw the thing you were talking about, the egg test.
Oh,
and
yeah.
If the egg breaks, you got to put in more work.
Yeah. What I heard, video
fucking horrible.
It had to be a made-up video, but Diddy was doing something with Meek Mills or something, and Meek Mills was crying, and Diddy's like, yeah, get it all out right now. Get it out. Jeez. And it sounded like he was ramming him, but who knows?
Well, I heard that Needles debunked it and said that was from some gay porn that they said.
No, that's to say, it was like, probably he's like, get it all out. Yeah, get it out. I mean, it's probably
there's so much,
but
just like that whole Tim Walz thing with the Indigo Girls, that guy's account.
Oh, he's a fucking fruitcake.
literally, right after the show, it was crazy.
Tampon Timmy, he is such a fruitcake, man. He is. Needles,
I don't
care.
Well, I'm not saying, I don't know, man.
Too.
Like I said, all I know is what's in front of me and what's around me.
Yeah.
That's it, you know? What I'm led to believe. You just got to do a little bit in research.
You don't get a nickname like Tampon Tim.
Well, because he put the
tampons in the
boys'
bathroom.
It's like, come on.
But like any man like wanting to allow that, you're either getting paid big bucks.
Well, there you go.
Or you're fucking twisted.
You're a fruity too.
Well, he started up this club
like a wacky
for gay kids
too,
at his school. When he worked at the school as a teacher, it was an after-school club for gay kids to, like, you know, I don't know what, for him to find out which kids are gay, I guess. I mean, he wouldn't allow any other kids in. It was very discriminatory, and he took advantage of every fucking kid there.
I mean, I understand back in the day, too, like, you know, a lot of gays, they had to be closeted, and it's, you know, hey, if they need a place to talk and socialize, that's fine. But, yeah, because
well,
who cares?
Just separate them, basically. These kids don't know what's going on.
Well, that's the
you
thing.
Know,
then they get taken advantage
of. They groom them.
Yeah, and that's the other thing. They give you the illusion that there's tons and tons of gay people. The percentages are way higher than what they actually are because of the skewed information. You know what I'm saying?
It is.
To make the kids think it's normal because it's really not.
They normalize
crazy
shit.
Well, it's becoming kind of normal because, like Alex Jones.
It's accepted, but it's
frogs
not.
Gay.
Yeah,
and it's the same
in the water.
But it's the same shit for
the
pollutions,
from the pollutions and poisons that we.
But then I also saw
put into
now,
the blotters and shit.
Jordan,
that's why.
I think it was Jordan Peterson talking to somebody else, talking about the younger males now are like
their testosterone.
Well, no, they're hardcore leaning to the right now.
Yes, because they're sick of getting told.
They're getting forced to the far right now.
Men are bad. Straight white men are bad.
Yeah, they're tired of hearing this shit.
Toxic masculinity. Which is good, though.
You know, yeah, it's good. At least, all right.
This Daniel Penny kid that's on trial right now for saving those people in the subway. The Marine who held down that guy and that punched, I don't know, 20, 30 ladies in the face.
And he ended up choking them out.
Yeah. And, you know, I hope they do. It's just going on. It's just starting. He's been sitting. I hope he's been sitting in jail, right? Because that guy should get a fucking medal of honor.
Dude,
yes.
He saved lives.
Yes.
Like,
and this guy was arrested something like 50-something times. He punched something like 30 women in the face on the subway.
And there, people are killing people in New York, and they're just letting them go.
Yeah. It's
and
so
this
sad.
Guy sitting, you know, just rotting in jail for what?
And they disbarred Giuliani. And when Giuliani was mayor and we would go to New York, I never felt safer in a big city with more people. That fucker
dude,
had
that's what
shit
he's
fucking
known
locked
for.
Down.
He's
he
known
was
for
great.
Cleaning up the city.
Yeah,
man.
Dude,
big
I'm
time.
Telling
Duncan
you.
Duncan started it.
We used to go there before and then after. And I'm like, wow, what a difference. Beforehand,
you've seen it back in the day.
Yeah, the Times Square was nothing but peep shows and porno shit, and they turned it all into family shit, where it was the biggest tourist spot in the world. And I'm like, wow, I couldn't even believe it was the same place.
Is this the same area?
Actually,
yeah. Holy crap!
It was fucking remarkable, and I was like, wow. And then, how quickly it could fucking deteriorate right back.
Oh yeah. Into shit. Well, with all the garbage around,
I mean, garbage people.
Yeah, they can turn
that's what it is.
That's what's sad.
Think
how
about
fast.
Invaders. Think well, about like back in the day when we wanted to party, you know, get high, how we would have to hide somewhere. Now these people are just letting them party right in the street, shooting dope, smoking weed, whatever they want to do. Smoking the fentanyl shit.
Like, are those videos real where, like, those guys are, like, stuck in positions? Like,
Like, Kenton, Philadelphia.
Like, the fentanyl body or something? Yeah. Like, dude, they're, like, all warped out.
Mary's got some pictures of me like that that she took. Yeah. It's like, holy fuck, man. It's sad to look at. I'll show you some later.
It is crazy, man, that they just let this go. It's like, when is it going to end? Why do you, we know you're doing this. We're letting all this shit in. You can stop it, but why?
They talk about all everything's an epidemic. This and that, guns. This and that is killing all this and that. And it's like, there hasn't been a bigger epidemic than fentanyl.
No.
Like,
no.
It's, no. No, yeah, I mean,
more
it's,
people die every year than NAM the whole time.
Oh, yeah.
It's really, no, that's a crazy number. And it's
population
all.
Population control.
And it's all people between 18 and 45. You know, mostly fucking men, but, you know, women too.
Yeah.
But
it is
that's like a war. That's
dude.
Like a war without needing a gun, man. Here you go, guys.
Well, no,
be an idiot and stupid and fucked up until you eventually OD.
You don't even have to do nothing. If you read The Art of War, that's what it talks about. It's like you can't fight America head to head. The military is just too strong. You can't fight them.
Yeah.
You have to get them
inside.
Inside, yeah.
And the boredom and the people just being just dumb enough to fucking not be afraid of the shit. And
well, the problem is people, they're working their asses off just to get by. You know? That's what sucks.
When I was a kid, it was pounded into our heads, do not use needles, do not use needles. So our generation kind of steered clear. And then they stopped saying it. Because nobody was using needles.
Yeah.
So then nobody got any warning on how bad it was. And now look at
everybody's
you know, you
needles.
Walk around Chicago, you look down, and you're going to see fucking...
Yeah.
And then when you go to a hot spot,
oh, California,
you know,
they're
you'll
in
see them everywhere.
Yeah.
That's ridiculous, man.
Well, this would say that these people living in these wealthy neighborhoods can't go to the local park with their kids because they're afraid they're going to step on a needle.
Yeah. How about the... Mary was telling me, one of her friend's dogs ate some shit off the ground and OD'd and almost died. Or maybe it did die. I got to ask her. Mm. You know, some packet that someone threw down with residue in there, the dog licking, checking everything out.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you see the meme? Or I don't know, it was a video where the pigeon, you see a white little baggie and the pigeon's sitting there all frozen. And they get, you know, they're laughing because the pigeon's all fucked up because it got into it.
Oh, poor thing. I don't even want a pigeon to get on that shit, man.
Yeah, it's messed up.
I really
don't. The government
don't.
Lets it in. They know how to control it. It's all payback for the opium wars. And it's never going to stop unless
And that's the other thing that I used to think of all the time is they got enough dope for every junkie in every city across the country to fix up every single day without failure. They got to fucking be... I mean, it's got to be train loads, literally, getting delivered to each major fucking hub.
Well, with the fentanyl, they don't even, they can just buy the precursor
It's not a fucking
chemicals.
Backpack full.
Well,
this
they
is...
can just buy... Send precursors here to
state,
one state,
but do you think
and then you all assemble it and somewhere else.
You think they're really going through that?
Yeah, why not? I mean,
I don't know.
Well, China's sending all the precursor to Mexico. Yeah. They're making
and
that shit
Mexico,
up and sending it over.
It's crazy.
If people are getting into this country, just walking over, what else do you think?
And that's China. In China, if you get caught with drugs, they'll fucking execute you. But they don't mind making our whole fucking country shit.
Exactly. It's payback.
Yeah,
that's how they get us. You know, we're a gluttonous country that has been...
And there's no way that it can't be an inside job. It's like when they...
getting paid.
Yeah, it's got to be because, again, it would be no way that they could supply that every single fucking day of the year, day in, day out, for years.
What's a crack back in the 80s?
Yeah, it's with Gary Webb bringing that shit in. I mean, it's you're talking about Vietnam.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy the way that, you know what I mean? People, drugs, using drugs for the money to buy guns to give.
Well, think about how much money is spent on drugs every single year in this
country.
It's
crazy, man. I showed you my little app that I have.
If you could break it down to a dollar value, it would be
the little thing that shows how long I went, and then it shows the dollar amount.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's right. You did.
That's just me.
Oh, and that's scary. It's like, holy shit.
Yeah, dude, that's just one guy. So. Times that by, fucking percentage of whatever population, that's some fucking...
You could be Hollywood elite.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Fuck.
Yeah, it's craziness.
All right, what time are we at?
Let's see.
It's all quiet now.
We're at 46 minutes,
man.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah.
Well, that's not good. Looks like
I'll tell you what, I've been sleeping... You know, I've been sleeping like shit lately, but I always have to sleep on my back like I'm in a coffin.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, my back bothers me. But I slept on my side. I've been sleeping on my side a bunch. Oh, man, my nerves are killing
me. Here's what I do, man. I got a two-pillow system. A soft, fluffy one, and then one of those stiff, solid ones.
I like stiff.
So I put the stiff one on top when I want to sleep on my side, and then the other one holds it a little higher so my shoulder's not getting smashed as much.
That's what I've been trying to do is like lift up my head.
Because I have to sleep on my side because I fucked up myself so many times in the injuries. So like when I sleep in one way, then I got to move after a while. And so if I get into a deep sleep and don't get in pain, if I don't do the stack in the morning, my shoulder, like you're saying, dude, it's like, oh, what the fuck? And
I got to start doing that.
It took me a while, but I got this new bed that's fully adjusted like a hospital bed.
Oh, yeah.
But it's, king size bed. Yeah. And me and Mary we still, every time we do it, which is almost every day, we laugh still because it is so fun. It's like, let's watch TV and we make the back go off and we both start giggling. Or she'll be sleeping, and I'll be like, okay, I got to flatten it. She's asleep. I put it flat. She's laughing in her sleep. And I'm like, it's so fucking fun. The first time it moved, the cats almost fucking jumped out of their skin, but now it doesn't even faze them.
Yeah.
But at first, they were like, what the fuck just happened? They literally ran out of the room and wouldn't come back in for like an hour.
Cats
it's like,
know.
Dude, the bed just moved a little. And
I got to try the two-pillow system.
Yeah, I'll show you my pillows, too, because I bought this, like, $100 pillow. One side has one fucking surface that's cool, and the other side is warm. And it's two different...
Does it work?
Yeah, it's amazing because, Mary bought them. I'm not buying no $100 fucking pillows, right? But this guy fucking gave us a screaming deal on the bed, and Mary knew the guy that owned it, so... I let her do it.
Yeah. Well, it sucks getting old.
Sure does.
Fuck.
Fucking Phil Lesh died today.
Oh, I know. I saw that.
Not today. Wasn't it a couple days ago?
No, I thought it was last, last night or something, asleep or some shit, or yesterday, whatever.
I thought that was last week. Did another deadhead die last week then?
I don't know. I don't think
so. Well, he's not a dead. I mean, he's in the dead.
Yeah,
that's dead crazy.
Died well, dead, you know what I mean. A dead company and fucking, as long as it's not Bob Weir, the cool guy.
That's who it was.
Bob Weir.
Phil Lesh.
Dude, what are you doing?
Even I forgot. Yeah. That's pretty crazy.
Bob Weir's daughter's not too bad looking.
Dude, Bob Weir's wife isn't too bad looking.
Really? Well, yeah, yeah, for
she's
the daughter,
a lot younger. They used to call it. Okay, they used to call the dead the good looking guy with the five ugly guys because he was like. The only one that got pussy in the whole band, they were so
Well, you
can
tell
ugly.
He was like a ladies' man. Yeah.
But he was also like the youngest one. He was like, dude, I was just tripping my balls off and fucking didn't care what the hell happened. I'm living in the house with these hippies, banging all these chicks yeah, and right. tripping on acid every day. And
especially back then. Holy shit.
And he's a cool guy, man, Bob Weir. He's like, you know, he's a guitar freak like me. Like on the documentary... What I would do, hey, dude, look at this guitar, you know? Yeah. I got this here, and, he, you know.
That's their life.
Yeah, I love it. This is my vintage car collection.
Yeah, right?
For, well, you know, poor man's vintage car collection.
Well, you wonder how many guitars he actually really has.
Shit, man, a ton.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many guitars people have, most of the guitars people have given me. Because they don't know what to do with them when they get them.
Yeah.
And they know I'll appreciate it.
Well, that's the thing. That's cool. Yeah. Because I have respect for you.
And I appreciate every piece of junk. And once in a while, it's a Gibson or a Fender. And yeah. I'm like, woo.
Well, even the other custom one you had.
One's fucking...
Yeah, that's sick.
That's ridiculous. That's the nicest guitar. That's a Paul Reed Smith.
Yeah, it's an expensive guitar.
Dude, that's fucking... Almost, it's too good for me. It doesn't have my sound. It's like, I'm not enough of an adult to play that. If I was in like a jazz thing or a wedding band, that's what I'd be playing though. To, you know,
yeah,
be flash and fucking look rich and shit. Yeah. Like, whoa, look at that guy's
He's a
guitar.
Professional.
It's like a fucking Rolls Royce.
Yeah, I don't know anything about guitars.
Guitars.
You know which one I'm talking about.
Nice custom guitars. A gift, though, that's great.
We're in Guitar Center and I go to Mary. Out of all the guitars, which guitar would you buy just on looks? And she looks around and. Every time points to the most expensive one. You know, that one I look and it's like $30,000. And I'm like, how do you do that?
It's like a 58 Gibson or some shit? Or
no, just by the look and the fanciness. It was something new, you know. But I'm like, you always are able to pick the most expensive guitar in the whole fucking shop. She knows, though, like, the Les Paul is amazing and it might not look as...
pretty or whatever.
But yeah. It's a 58.
Yeah. That's the thing.
I told her when I croak, don't just fucking...
How about that kid playing the banjo in, what the hell is that movie? Where they, squeal like a pig, boy.
Dueling banjos,
yeah, Deliverance.
Yeah. Dude, he's like this.
Yeah, he's kind of scared. He looks so crazy. Yeah. Like,
they definitely don't.
No, and that guy, he wasn't hired out of Hollywood. They found him sitting in that chair...
You know what? You think that, but they're so good at casting. Do you think they really found some retarded fucking Southern...
I'm thinking they did.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent. Especially back then. When was that movie made? Back in the 70s?
Yeah, but I mean, they have... You know, you see a guy, and he acts an English guy, and then you hear him talking to talk show. Hey, how's it going? And you're like, holy fuck, he's not from England.
You know what?
They can act,
he
man.
Could have been an English guy. His teeth were pretty fucked up. He could have been some
weird... You remember Tom Rat? He could... You don't think he can go and drool a little and make someone think he's really retarded that didn't know him? Fuck yeah, he could.
He could have been one of those savant banjo players.
Yeah, yeah.
Little inbred going on, but you never know.
I seen this thing where the guy gets whacked in the head by some mugger, and he's in a coma for a couple weeks. He comes out. All of a sudden, he's at someone's house. They got a piano. He sits down and starts fucking playing beautifully out of the blue. Like
never played before.
Never, ever played before. Now the guy is a famous concert pianist. Like literally was... sat down and could play great instantaneously and didn't even know what the fuck he was doing.
That's crazy.
Man.
Some of those people that get hit in the head, they wake up speaking a different accent.
Yeah.
Or they can draw mathematical crazy designs.
She had a brain tumor. She had an Italian accent the whole time when they were married. She gets a fucking operation, the brain tumor removed. Hey, what's going on? I'm like, your accent changed. She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like... this bitch didn't even realize that she had that fucking accent, but it was the weirdest thing, man.
It's crazy how that shit happens.
I mean, and it was like thick accent where you couldn't even understand her, to like completely normal California chick. Yo, dude. And I'm like, wait a second. What the fuck is going on? Me and Mary are like, what the fuck is going on with this broad?
Did you ever watch any documentaries about like autistic savants?
Yes. I love that shit.
Well, like they flew this one kid around New York in a helicopter.
That is the best one.
He just looked around and then he can go back and draw.
He drew the whole city from the helicopter view.
I mean, every single detail.
Down to the amount of windows and the cars on the street and the people. Like, they looked at the buildings and counted the windows and they're like, this guy has it literally fucking exact.
Yeah, that's exact.
And like, just looked at needles for like a minute. And drew it with pencil on a thing about this big, and it looked, it could have sold for $1,000 at a fucking art thing easily. More than $1,000. It was amazing.
Yeah, they typed that shit up.
It's crazy how the brain works.
Did you see the kid? Okay, maybe it was the same show. The kid gets whacked in the head. All of a sudden, he starts making art, a little black kid making artwork out of cardboard.
Oh, really?
Castles and big murals and 3D things and putting them on display, and then when he's done, he just wrecks it and fucking yeah and people that's are great. Like wow, that's amazing, I love it, and then he wrecks it.
I saw another video.
Other than that though, these fuckers can barely, this kid could barely function, the cardboard kid, but the other
but
people,
he can function with that.
He's amazing.
Well, most
artist.
Of these people they're really not too social. I saw two English guys on a YouTube video today. They took a mannequin, put some outfit on it, spray painted it gold. You know, like those silver people you see in the street that just sit there?
Yes.
They're like, we're going to see what we can do here. They put this gold, they spray painted the mannequin gold, put glasses and shit, like, so it looked like a human.
Mm-hmm.
Put her out there, like, frozen, and put a hat down. And they're like, let's see how much money we make.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So they're like, we made $38 today. Well, after, like, the first people started throwing money in there, like, let's get some money and grab a beer and sit here and watch this.
Yeah. It's great.
Well, 38 euros they got.
In England, it's pounds.
It is.
They got 38 like pounds.
Yeah, well, they're English guys somewhere, but they're it was the Euros they got paid. But it was like, it's comical how people will just sit there. And they're sitting there looking at and watching. They're like, oh, wow, this person's good. It's people are so stupid.
I had a genius idea. So we would go on tour and make all this money in Europe, and then we'd switch it back and get whacked on an exchange rate. And I told my manager, why can't we just bring the Euros home, put it in our own bank, and then let them fucking convert it for free? And he's like, wow, that's a great idea.
Oh, yeah, because
they fuck you on the way out, you know what I mean?
Oh,
when you
want
to change back. And I'm like, why do we change back? We're a fucking international band. We put our money in our bank and let our fucking international bank figure it out.
Yeah, exactly.
And it was cool.
Well, and you won't get hit.
Because then otherwise, you know, they take a percentage every time.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, oh.
Well,
it kills you
and
when
you keep
the fucking,
doing it.
Yeah.
Everybody takes a percentage, the bank does.
Well, but I mean, they're taking less. Your own bank with your own bank account's better than having some strange fucking
tax
foreign
money.
Fucking jag off do it.
Dude, biggest scam I thought was traveler's checks. I remember the first time I was going international, like, oh, you need to have traveler's checks. Nobody fucking wanted to deal with those fucking things.
We did bring some. Me and Mary brought like $600 or something, or something like that, worth of traveler's checks and $1,000 cash, and the places that would accept them. Because here's the thing, if they get stolen, and we're going in fucking, you know, Mexico, some village, buy drugs off of some stranger, you could get fucking jacked up.
Well,
easily.
Hopefully you're not carrying all $600 with you.
Well, no, but I mean, but plus here's the thing, Mary's paranoid and she's thinking, and I'm like, oh, whatever, I'll go along.
Yeah.
But we didn't do it much. Couple times, I'm like, but at a fucking resort, they take it, bro.
Well, that's the thing, a resort they would. Yeah.
They'll take it. It's like fucking gold. You know what I found out? The American Express card is fucked.
What do you mean?
You can't, a lot of places wouldn't take that. It was the only credit card I had, and a lot of times when I was in a jam somewhere, it would be like, oh, they'd see that and be like, oh, no.
Yeah.
They'd be like,
I wonder
what
they
mean?
Just make it difficult.
No, we don't want that one.
Like it has to be.
They fucking didn't like it, man.
Yeah.
They pay a higher they charge a higher percentage to the vendor.
Yeah, and they don't want to use it. I don't blame
them. Cash is king.
Yeah.
And they want to take you away from that.
Dude, that's
they're eliminating that.
Yeah.
Well, even restaurants that rather like do a charge card. It's like, what? Why do you want to do that? You're getting paid. You have to pay what, 2%
percentage?
On that shit?
Yeah.
still, and that shit adds up.
I was talking to my buddy Matt in New York today. He's like, what's going on there? A lot of places aren't taking cash around here. He lives in Manhattan.
Yeah.
They want only fucking credit cards.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
And I'm like, when a place don't want cash, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with this guy? He doesn't even realize that he could just pocket this cash right now and not even ring it up or anything like that.
People are stupid.
You got to talk them into getting crooked just so you could eat. You know, hey,
there was a couple places in San Diego that were doing that shit years ago. And I was like, really?
Well, the United Center does that. They don't take
cash. Oh, yeah. We went to get some beers. I go to pay.
A lot of places like
I'm like Needles. They won't take my cash. So he bought me a beer. It was $18 at Jane's Addiction for some.
Yeah, and then
fancy. They only sell one fancy style beer so they could get away with charging you so much. Yeah. And like, are you fucking kidding me?
It's like, here, you want me to bend over too right now? It's like, man.
It was crazy, but it didn't matter because we were so fucked up on everything else. We got yelled at least five times for fucking smoking pot in different areas of the. We got yelled at in every fucking mezzanine and main floor and the balcony and the side and front.
Complaining, it was crazy.
We fucking hand a huge joint to these guys in front of us with their wives. And they're like, dude, thanks. And the next thing you know, the wives are bitching at him. They're all mad at me and Needles. And the next thing you know, the fucking usher's kicking us out and we're fucking going somewhere else and bothering someone else.
Yeah, whatever. People are fucking...
Dude, some guy was smoking a vape. Like, it was head to be, you know, it wasn't a cigarette. A vape thing in the gym today. Like, you know, I don't give a fuck.
Really?
Did he get yelled at?
That's pretty crazy. No.
But yeah, that's what I thought, too. Well, he was sitting there smoking. I mean, we were off in a corner because I was doing my...
I won't smoke those things. Of all the shit I'll do, that's one I won't.
Yeah, he was sitting there smoking that thing in the corner.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
that's where I draw a line. Because I don't know what the fuck that shit is, man. What is it?
That's right. All right, you want to do your...
I got to say... thanks for tuning in. Hey, if you're listening to this and you don't like YouTube... And you want to see what Kiki looks like? We are on Rumble now, and oh man, like, I got some fly flew into my neck.
Definitely check it out on Rumble.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Also, I got to say, Tom's Free Clinic Automotive and Veterinarian Services open regular business hours most days.
You guys do it today.
Do you got one?
No, go for it.
Okay.
I'm just
wiping off my thumb. I had a little candy on there. Okay. If your dick is dripping green, you know what I mean. Call Tom's Free Clinic. He's located on Main Street in your town, USA. Seriously, though, he does great work on the cars as well as the animals and people. He's as good as people almost as he is.
He's the trifecta. He's the triple threat.
Well, he does have a separate veterinarian who's really good. He worked under that guy that fixes the horses on TV, that dorky bald guy.
Oh, that guy's the best.
Yeah, so you could imagine how Tom's vet is.
Yeah.
It was that guy's
student. He's not as good looking, though.
No, he's horrible to look at. But, hey, and also, one thing I got to do is a couple of my fans have been telling me, why don't we do shout-outs anymore? So I want to fucking say thanks and shout-out to everybody that I know personally. And if I don't know you, maybe someday we'll get together and drink a beer or something, smoke a joint. I don't know. Who knows? Because it could happen, you know? All right. What else you got to say, Needles, while I find our theme song?
Nothing. That's it.
You got nothing?
Peace.
Needles is quiet today.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, I need another beer. One more beer. I'm not working out tomorrow.
No? All right, let me fucking get my headphones on. Seriously, thanks for tuning in. I know this is nonsensical, but somebody's got to fucking do it, right? Oh, shit. Hold on, my fucking thing.
You're the music, man.
It's, I have the thing turned down because of that Erica shit. All right, peace.